Welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor to Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's such a blessing to be with you once again. And I'm so sharing concern your partner voice, and the objective is not to scare you. The objective is to help you, actually. So have patience. I'm sure by the time the series ends, you understand even more, and you know what to do with yourself. Hallelujah. So yesterday, I ended up with Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4. It says, for it is impossible. You see, the word of God is emphatic. It is impossible for those who were once enlightened. They were once enlightened. And he explains what that enlightenment means. It says, and have tasted of the heavenly gift. There are three gifts that God gives to you in the born-again experience. The first one is a gift of eternal life. The second one is a gift of the Holy Spirit. The third one is a gift of righteousness. In no particular order, you know. He gives all these gifts to you. So he says, these people have tasted of the heavenly gift. This tasted of the Holy Spirit. You see, tasted of the gift of eternal life. Tasted of the gift of righteousness. They've received all these wonderful gifts from the Lord. You see, and having made partakers of the Holy Ghost. The word partaker is actually communicators or sharers or partners of the Holy Spirit. They've learned to work with the Holy Spirit. These are people who have gotten into the healing ministry, have gotten into various ministries. We're teaching the word of God, we're singing the word of God, we're doing all kinds of things. I mean, these are people who have actually gotten into details with the Holy Spirit. They have shared in the Spirit. They know what it means to commune with the Holy Spirit. You see, as we have in Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, where it says that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion or the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. That word fellowship or communion is the same word as partakers. So he says, and we're made, these people were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. And then he says, and I've tasted the good word of God. There are different classes of the word of God. There's the milk of the word. There's a meat of the word. There's a strong meat of the word. Then there's the good word of God. The good word of God is actually the highest kind of the word of God. It's sometimes called the honey of the word. These are people who have really gotten into details of the word of God, gotten to know the word of God into detail. These are people who have come to full maturity. Hallelujah. That's why the other scripture in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 says that, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth. The word knowledge there, like I said yesterday, is actually epignosis, to come to the full maturity, to come to the full knowledge of Christ. You see, and this particular one in Hebrews chapter 6 is explaining to us what it means. It says, for it is possible for those who were once enlightened. They got to know the Lord. They had a revelation knowledge of the Lord and have tasted of the heavenly gift. I've explained that to you. And were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God. Then he says, and the powers of the world to come. The powers of the world to come. What is this power of the world to come? The powers of the world to come. These are the gifts that are the ninefold gifts of the Spirit. You see, the gift of healing, the gift of working of miracles, the gift of knowledge and all these wonderful, the word of wisdom and all those things. You see, these are things that in heaven will be for everybody. In the world to come, it will be for everybody. In the world to come, you wouldn't have to explain yourself to anybody. Everybody will know what is in your head. Everybody will know what is going on already before you even see anything. You don't need to, in heaven, you don't need to even say anything. Your thoughts can be known. But here on earth, your thoughts cannot be known. But the power of the world to come gives you an ability to get to know what someone is thinking, to even prophesy to the person, show the person what's going to happen in the future, and all those things. So these are people who have actually gotten a certain level with God. Do you see? He says, and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Then he says, if they shall fall away, it is impossible to renew them again unto repentance. He says, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. It is impossible. So the unpardonable sin is actually committed by people who have come to the full maturity of the Lord and have done despite to the blood of Christ that sanctified them and insulted the Holy Spirit that sanctified them by saying that Jesus Christ is not their Savior. The born-again experience is nothing. After they've gotten to know all these wonderful, interesting things about the Lord, you know, and come to that full maturity, it is impossible to renew them. It is impossible to renew them once again unto repentance, seeing they crucify themselves, the Son of God, afresh, and put into an open shame. That is what the unpardonable, those are the people who can commit the unpardonable sin. So if you just started in the Lord, and you are just getting to know the Lord, you cannot commit the unpardonable sin because you don't know anything. You may even say something against Jesus Christ, but I can tell you have not committed the unpardonable sin because you don't come to the place where you commit that unpardonable sin. Hallelujah. I'll explain to you even some more tomorrow. I love you very much. I'll see you again. Bye-bye.